Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
Jaden, good morning to you, my friends.
Good morning, PT. Great to be back.
And good to have you back. Hang on, you were on last week with Geordie, though, weren't you?
No, I was off last week because of all of the horrendously bad wild weather that we had roaring around the place at that particular point in time. So, yeah, Geordie asked me if I could step aside so she could continue with your sort of emergency coverage, and I was obviously more than happy to oblige. You know, that stuff always takes priority. So, yeah, back with you again this week when you're back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well done to not only yourself for stepping aside, but Geordie for continuing to impart that very important information when it comes to the flooding and who's going through what, of course. And let me tell you, Underbelly star Vince Colosimo, he's going through a bit. He's very lucky not to be sitting in jail cell at the moment.
Oh, very, very lucky indeed. I mean, it's very, very, very lucky that he wasn't jailed. The last time that he was in court, which was the third time, he was told then that if what was happening then was to happen again, then there'd be the very high chance of him going to jail. But you know, that has happened again, but the outcome is different. Instead of him going to jail for driving with drugs in his system, ICE, driving unlicensed and then driving and giving a fake name when the cops pulled him over, the judge has actually handed him a $2,500 fine and banned him for driving for 16 months because essentially she says that he's trying to get better and he's recovering, et cetera, through counselling. Okay, but the bloke has around 65 grand worth of unpaid traffic fines.
Yep.
What is the point of giving this guy another fine? And also, I pose the question as to why can't he pay it? I mean, the guy is working. He's in the new Wog Boys movie. He's got another thing that's coming out soon. And he's a great actor when he is actually working. It's just very, very hard for us to understand how this guy can avoid jail yet again.
Yeah, when I process all the facts of this story, I've got a lot of respect for Vince Colosimo as an actor. I don't know him as a person, but as an actor, a lot of respect. But sadly, I'm losing that respect when you're right. He earns money. Surely he's got money behind him. Why can't he pay these fines? And is his name the reason that he's got off so lightly in this particular instance? I mean, if it was just you and me, Joe Blow, off the street, we probably would be thrown in jail with the door shut behind us and we'd be crying, Mummy, Mummy. But I just don't understand.
Exactly, yeah. It's very hard to see how anybody else would not be locked up. It's bizarre.
You know, anyway. The court system is what the court system is. Late night US talk show host, and I've lost a lot of respect for this bloke too, James Corden. He's become the latest star to be accused of rude and disrespectful behaviour. You're not above anyone else. I don't care who you are, how much money you earn. No one is above anyone else. We're all humans. We're all on the same level, aren't we?
Well, I think so. Yeah, this particular story with him, it's sort of starting to get into that Ellen DeGeneres sort of category. Now, there's obviously been a string of stories around for a number of years about how he's allegedly this horrendously nasty human being, but nobody's really been willing to stick their neck out or put their butt on the line and actually put their name to it. But this restaurant owner in the States did this earlier in the week, claiming that James is sort of the rudest customer that he's ever met. And since then, there's been a range of other people. We're talking like hotel staff and even his own staff on his TV show have come forward. And now there's like this massive rabbit hole of claims against him online. And James very clearly trying to stop the rot and save himself from this PR disaster, apparently rang that manager and apologised. And sensationally, this restaurant manager has lifted the ban that he imposed on James Corden and essentially says all is forgiven. He's now welcome in his restaurants again. So just like the Vince Colosimo story, very, very bizarre turn of events.
James Corden, pull your head in and be nice to people. Don't be an upstart. Rod Stewart has made a very kind gesture to a group of Ukrainian refugees to wrap up our Big Show Entertainment Report. Jaden Forster.
Yes, he's being a very nice guy. Very, very kindly offered up a house in England to a family of these refugees who have fled Ukraine. He's actually put them up in this house. I don't know if it's one of the houses that he actually owns or not. I suspect it is, but put them up in this house, and he's actually going to pay all of their rent and all of their bills for at least the next 12 months. So very, very generous from Sir Rod Stewart. Not exactly foreign behaviour when it comes to him, but still, of course, extremely, extremely generous. He doesn't have to do that. So good on him.
James Corden, take notes. There's how to be nice and not your up yourself you, if I can put it that way. Hey, Jaden Forster, always great to catch up and chit-chat about what's going on in the wonderful world of entertainment. Have a wonderful weekend, great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Catch you then.
Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins.